This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Democrats are proposing new rules around federal immigration operations in the state and how local law enforcement cooperates. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Wood reports they unveiled a set of bills yesterday at the state capitol.
One would ban state and local officers from wearing masks and would require them to display identification. It would also block former immigration agents from becoming certified as Colorado law enforcement. Representative Yara Zokai is sponsoring the measure.
We find it important to emphasize our law enforcement's responsibility and jurisdiction to uphold our laws.
Another bill would require that immigration detention centers pay for regular state health inspections. It would also require that subpoenas from immigration authorities be made public. A third bill would allow people to sue federal immigration officers in state court over alleged constitutional rights violations.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A judge has ordered federal officials to allow members of Congress to make unannounced visits to immigration detention centers. The ruling blocks a Department of Homeland Security policy that required 7 days' notice for those visits. Roughly a dozen Democratic Congress members filed a lawsuit over it, including Colorado Representatives Joe Neguse and Jason Crow. The order is temporary and it will expire in 2 weeks while the lawsuit continues. This is CPR News.